let's go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the air. Kevin, you there?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Oh, not a lot. How about you?
A friend of mine seen the show live in Europe, and I've heard rumors of it being in the States live. And I was wondering if you knew if it would ever go live again in the States.
Well, we've let the stock rights go in the States. That's true. We have a trouble in the United States with the stage show because the movie has been so popular. And as a consequence, we take the show into a town, and a taxi driver, for instance, will say, "Why are you in town?" And we say, "We've got the Rocky Horror Show coming to town." They go, "Oh, I've seen that." And you go, "Really? Yeah." And I say, "But this is the live show." "Yeah, I've seen the live show. It's on every Friday night down at the theater." You call cinemas theaters. That's another problem, you see. And we go, no, that's the movie. This is the live show, live actors." Yeah, every night in front of every Friday. And they go, no, that's the film. This is live. And then they turn around and say, "Well, why should we pay $30 for a seat when we can go down to the theater, the cinema, and see it for $5? And I go, "Oh, okay. Let's leave town. What the hell?
You think you'd have a problem filling theater? I don't think you would you?
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think so,
but it's just, it's always education, isn't it, with an audience? It's educating an audience.
And I love a guy coming in with an eloquent British accent doing a hick taxi driver. That was really cool to hear.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, see, you're very good.
Well, plus, I would think that if it were to be back up on, say, for example, on Broadway,
yes,
the performances would have to be so inspired and passionate because people have become so enamored by the film,
yes,
that they're going to compare.
The production values would have to be pretty high.
It would have to be huge. Yeah, it would really, really have to be.
We've toyed with the idea of taking it to Vegas and sitting it down in Vegas for a little while and maybe establishing the theatrical kind of content back into the
consciousness. It'd be a blast.
I think it might be rather good.
Yeah, it'd be a blast, but good luck with it. Hey, get Tom Cruise in there.
Tom Cruise. I tell you who really wants to do it is David Hasselhoff. He's been trying. He would love to do it.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in the heels.
Get it done.
Strut your stuff, David. Do your thang.
God, please let us know.
I don't think I'd want to see that. I don't know.
Just for the sickening part of it, you'd have to be there for David Hasselhoff on stage.
I don't need to see him in heels. I can think of a lot of people I'd like to see in that role. Well, David.
Would you like to share that with us?
Sure, I'll make you a list.
Let's go to Susan. She's on line 5. Susan?
Hello.
You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hello, Susan.
I just fell in love with just a bit of that cut that you had. What is the name of the CD so I can go out and buy it?
It's called Absolute O'Brien.
Absolute O'Brien.
Yeah.
Record stores? Most record stores?
Most record stores at popular prices, yes.
At popular prices. It usually is.
Yeah.
But I just fell in love with just that small cut.
That's nice. I was very lucky. I got a very good producer. Now, I was supposed to go in and do this album and get out in 3 weeks because it was a stage show. Most of it was a stage show that I'd already done with the band. And we went in and about 18 months later, we wound up with this album. But I was so lucky to have this producer who only was expecting to do the 3 weeks and went all beyond his remit. And the generosity of spirit I've found inside this industry is remarkable. People who will go the extra 40 yards for you. And it breaks my heart. The generosity of spirit is so good I sometimes weep with the way these people work. And Pip Williams, of course, is well known. He worked with the Moody Blues, played guitar with the Moody Blues, and this is the producer, and Shirley Bassey, he's produced, amongst others. And
it sounds like you had a great deal of fun putting this one
I learned an awful lot.
We're sitting with Richard O'Brien. This gentleman wrote the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and he has a new CD out called Absolute O'Brien. The release date for this CD is September the 7th.